Now, I spoke about a prison industrial complex, and I haven't really explained what I mean about that. Now, what often also happens is that prisons move in to the vacuum that has been left by these transnational corporations that go to the third world. And they are the institutions that provide jobs to people. Many people, you know, as a matter of fact, I heard that here in Colorado, at the Florence, the federal correctional institution in Florence, that community people held a bake sale and got together and raised money. Is that right? To convince the federal government to build a prison there. I guess because they wanted the jobs. And if you look at the construction industry, one of the most developed sectors of the construction industry is prison construction. That's where the profits are now. Look at the role that architects play in creating these new institutions. Look at the extent to which prisons have been privatized, and the extent to which private corporations move in to take advantage of prison labor, because it is as cheap oftentimes, or almost as cheap, as third world labor. So there's a sense in which prisons are becoming an integral part of the U.S. economy, which means that there are stakes other than the anti-crime stakes that will keep the prison industry expanding. So it's acquiring its own momentum, which, if we don't attempt to intervene and stop it now, we will be, into the next millennium, we will be an increasingly incarcerated society. And that really scares me, because as I said before, I have been there. I know what it is like to live under those conditions. And I can't even pretend to have experienced what people who are sentenced to these super max control units are experiencing. I mean, I was in solitary confinement for about 15 months. And that was hard. It was really hard. I think the only reason I survived was because I had been a student. And I was used to spending time alone studying. Seriously. I mean, I really think that is the only reason why I did not go absolutely out of my mind. And I also learned how to practice yoga. So between yoga and reading and writing, I managed to safeguard my sanity. But what about people who don't have those skills, or who haven't been introduced to reading?